This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Greg Sharp back with you. Halftime of the Husker Red-White Spring Scrimmage. And we are delighted to welcome Nebraska President Hank Bounds, who had a very big week. About a week or so ago, you named Ronnie Green the new chancellor of UNL. And then yesterday, you were formally installed as the seventh president of the University of Nebraska. Congratulations. It looked like it was a terrific ceremony.
Yeah, it's been a great week. Great week last week with naming Ronnie. And then, the past few days have been really special for me. Friends and family and colleagues come together to celebrate and participate in my installation. It's been a great week.
We've heard the term investiture. Tell us what that really means.
Yeah, so investiture is a ceremony that is an ancient academic tradition. They originated in English universities and were modeled after knighthood ceremonies. And investiture symbolizes a leader taking on the university's insignia and representing the university.
I've had people ask me this week that you've been here a year, but you waited a year for this. Why?
So the custom is somewhere between 4 months and about 8 months. But because I was so new, I thought it was important for me to really take the time, really understand, be deliberate in understanding the university, so that I could outline where we're headed over the next 5 or 6 years. So I'm glad I waited, and I'm excited about the future.
You have really spent the last year traveling the state. I know that was really important to you to get out and see this state. Why was that important?
Yeah, so I put quite a few miles on my truck driving across Nebraska over the past year, and I've been really engaged with Nebraskans from all walks of life and try to take the time to listen to their thoughts and hear their questions. And that's helped me develop an informed strategy that will lead us forward.
Tell us about that strategy.
So over the past year, I've been able to explore this idea that the University of Nebraska can be a giant in higher education. And really, from my conversations, four common themes have emerged. And I frame them as four cornerstones, four commitments that will help us become that giant.
And you're going to build on those cornerstones.
Absolutely. And so starting number one, and I think it's the most important cornerstone, and that's that the University of Nebraska will be the best place in the nation to be a student. We've got to remain true to our heritage as a land-grant institution where all students have access to higher education and can successfully graduate. With demand for an educated workforce growing, we really have to double down in making sure our University of Nebraska education is accessible to all who want to pursue it. Then the second one is about transforming lives through research and innovation. I've said for the past several months that we need to select a few areas where we think we can be the best in the world and then really go on those conversations. So a couple of examples. One would be that the University of Nebraska could sit at the head of the table in figuring out how to feed 9 billion people by 2050. We already have an international reputation for our focus on food and water security. And then another example is we can be at the forefront in developing treatments and finding a cure for cancer, a disease that really touches every person in this state.
How about the other two cornerstones?
So cornerstone number three is that the University of Nebraska will work hand in hand with our partners to achieve our goals. We'll need to partner with government and business leaders, with philanthropists, with Nebraskans. And so when you think about it, most of us want the same basic things for our state. We want our children to get a good education. We want our citizens to have jobs they enjoy and that allow them to make a good living. We want a strong economy. And really, we all have to recognize that our futures are tied together and we should be working closely together. And then the fourth cornerstone is that the University of Nebraska is going to win with people. We need to recruit and retain talented faculty, staff, and students by creating a place to work that is really second to none. And we can do that by compensating our talented employees competitively, by creating an environment that is inclusive and welcoming, and by giving people the tools they need to do their jobs well and then celebrating their achievements.
Sounds like a heck of a starting point.
Well, I think it is. We're going to need the support of partnerships of everyone in Nebraska, and I'm really thankful for all the support and partnerships we've received so far, and I can't wait to see what we accomplish together.
Congratulations again on the installment yesterday. We always love seeing you. Look forward to seeing you a bunch this fall. Have a great summer.
Look forward to it. Go Big Red.
All right. Hank Bounds, University President, with us here at halftime.